Greetings, and welcome to Talk 8 in our 10-part series of Basic Mindfulness and Meditation Instruction. In today's talk, we'll explore a challenging subject for most people: emotions. Most of us equate a show of emotions with weakness, and none of us want to appear weak or unbalanced. We also understand that emotions are responsible for some of the most awful experiences we can have. But if we buy into this emotions are bad idea too strongly, we're missing out. Emotions are often very useful and responsible for some of the most rewarding experiences we can have in life. It's a mixed bag. I'm not suggesting that you should show more emotions. On the contrary, you can keep your poker face. What I am going to suggest is a more useful way to be with emotions. A frequent source of our stress and distraction begins when we try avoiding our unpleasant emotions. This strategy of avoidance works about as well as turning up the volume on your car stereo so you don't have to listen to the thumping sound of that flat tire. For the purpose of this talk, I'd like you to think of negative emotions as your internal caution and warning system. Aircraft and cars have warning systems, lights, bells, and so forth, that communicate to you that something is wrong with the vehicle or ship. Something needs your attention. How would you feel about flying on a jet that didn't have a functioning caution and warning system? Engine fire? No worries. Cabin is depressurizing? Ignore it. As a pilot, we all learn the same basic response when it comes to a caution and warning: identify the problem and silence the bell. We take corrective action by moving through a series of steps to deal with the emergency. The word emotion has its roots in Latin. E means out, and emotion literally translates to move out or move through. When an emotion alerts us, we need to identify the problem in order to silence the warning. Identify, not ignore. In a jet, we don't consider a flashing red light and a bell bad because they're unpleasant. Yet, when an unpleasant emotion wants our attention, we often try ignoring it or blocking it out of our experience, turning poker face, hiding our emotions from others, into poker mind, hiding emotions from ourselves. And when we do this, we make things worse and we suffer even more. Emotions like tension occur at the intersection of our thinking mind and our feeling body, and all emotions have some bodily component to them. Just like tension, emotions can trigger thinking, thinking can trigger emotions. With mindfulness and meditation, we learn to pay attention to emotions, identifying what they're trying to communicate to us by being curious. We pause, bringing awareness to the direct experience of what's happening in our body while it's happening. Checking in, identifying the problem, and allowing the warning to silence itself by moving out. A typical emotion, like an itch, has a beginning and an end. That is, unless we try to avoid experiencing it, which only makes it worse, or we set about re-triggering it over and over with stories, concepts, and ideas about the emotion. Many of us spend a great deal of time on autopilot in a state of vigilance. Vigilance is a critical or negative momentum of mind, which can be necessary at times, driving in bad weather, for example. That critical mind takes in large amounts of data while it searches for danger or threats. It's comparing past experience with current information in an attempt to create a safe and certain future, which is normal and useful, right up until it's not. Suppose you're about to embark on a vacation of a lifetime, a Mediterranean cruise. You're all done packing and about to leave for the airport, giving yourself plenty of extra time because if you miss your flight, you'll miss the international connection to Rome and possibly miss the departure of the cruise ship. Then your phone rings. The name of the airline you're traveling on today appears on the caller ID. In that brief period between stimulus and response, we have a bodily experience, a negative emotion which triggers a proliferation of thinking, story-making, concepts, and ideas. These stories are all about how we've been screwed by the airlines in the past and how we're about to get screwed in the future. Our vigilance, or critical momentum of mind, creates a reactive and negative mind state, triggering emotions and tension and thinking, and more emotions and more tension and more thinking in a feedback loop. All of this takes place on autopilot in mere seconds, and we haven't even answered the phone yet. Is fabricating a bunch of self-imposed stress a good use of that brief moment between stimulus and response? Suppose you answer the phone and find out you've been upgraded to first class, and with the upgrade, you now have access to the international lounge. The good news changes your mental state and emotional experience instantly. You like these emotions, the stories they generate, and the relief in the body. You allow them to move through you with little resistance. That negative, critical, and reactive mind state that created the self-imposed stress is sticky like Velcro. Velcro brain latches onto negativity in feedback loops, emotions triggering thinking and vice versa. And more often than not, the reactivity and anguish we experience in the moment about how awful our future is going to be never comes true. Mark Twain once said, "I'm an old man and my life has been filled with tragedies, most of which never happened." In our gym of awareness practice, we can develop a different momentum of mind I call Teflon brain. Teflon brain allows all emotions, pleasant and unpleasant, to move through by identifying what's going on and allowing the cautions and warnings to fall silent on their own. It can be the difference between momentary discernment and prolonged anguish and worry, either of which can operate behind that poker face. Today's guided exercise will be a little different as we work with identifying the impact words and thoughts can have on our emotional state. Relax into a comfortable, alert posture. Briefly, scan your body for tension and see if you can relax it. Let it go. Check in, moving your CG of awareness into a more embodied experience, right here, right now. Use whatever technique works best for you to settle your snow globe. Perhaps a few 4-pause-8 breaths. I'll give you a minute to find your anchor, to center yourself, and take your seat as a naturalist observing your own experience. As you observe your experience, be curious. I'm going to say a series of words, pausing after each one. In that space, I'd like you to just notice the impact the word has. See how these words land in the body, and be curious. No. Don't. Stop that. No. Take a moment to collect yourself, CG in the body, observing your experience, and I'll say another series of words. Yes. Excellent. Very good. Yes. Go ahead and check in again, recentering yourself on your bodily anchor. For the next few minutes, practice on your own. If thinking, positive or negative, triggers a bodily reaction, just notice that. Then go back to observing the bodily sensations as they come and go, past the watering hole. Wrapping up this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes. As you do this, notice how you feel. Whether our negativity is coming from outside of us, the things we encounter in the world, or from inside of us, our own vigilant, autopilot-generated, reactive inner dialogue, it has an impact on us. Negativity triggers emotions, which trigger ruminative thinking and worry, which triggers tension in the body, which triggers negativity and emotions. Round and round we go, on autopilot, with our caution and warning system stuck, and the flashing lights and bells going off. Trying to ignore it only makes it worse. Distracting ourselves, particularly with more negativity like watching the news or social media, might feel good for a moment, but ultimately leaves us even worse off. Pay attention to your caution and warning system and what it's trying to communicate to you. Notice the external and internal triggers of tension and negativity in your life. Click off the reactive, habit-driven autopilot and insert a pause between stimulus and response. Then, choose the direction or path you want to take with intention. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.